We've got the Twins, we've got the Astros. Let's take it to the bottom of the first. Joe Musgrove facing Brian Dozier.
First inning here.
There's one guy on the right side of the field.
Dozier drives it to left. Last night it was the second pitch, and tonight it's the first pitch.
Santana deals home and the 0-1. A line drive left center towards the gap. That's going to sail over Rosario's head and bang off the wall. And now it bounces away from Rosario. Correa rounding third. Rosario fires to the plate. It's caught off by Mauer. And Correa scores. Stopping at second base, Gurriel. It's 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch. A fly ball well hit right center field in trouble. Back is granted at the wall. It's gone. Altuve goes up to right center, his 14th, and the Astros have their first lead. It's 2-1.
Off the glove of the pitcher, and Altuve coming off the play, trickles into right field, and Rosario will drive in two with a base hit.
And again, the 2-2. A ground ball right side, routine Dozier fields. He'll take it a second for the force, and the inning is over.
Twins take this one 4-2. Irvin Santana improves to 11-6. The Twins snap a three-game losing streak with a victory. Twins win 4-2 over the Astros thanks in part to a key out by Taylor Rogers in the seventh inning with the bases loaded. Here's what Rogers had to say.
I guess I get it's confidence after the fact. At the time, you know, I got a job to do, get some runners to strand. So, you know, I'm not running in the game like, oh, you know, this is cool. Molly wants me in this situation. And, you know, I got a job to do. And like I said, I just tried to execute pitches and get ahead right away with, you know, with runners, bases loaded. You got a much room to work with, so just try to get ahead and then execute from there.
Molly mentioned how dramatically better you've been this year and the improvements you've made. What is different for you?
Mindset, really. Day-to-day preparation and just wake up in the morning and act like I'm going to pitch and not wonder if I'm going to pitch, and that's where it starts.
How nice would it be for your team to get a win tomorrow and take 2 out of 3 moving into the second half, beating one of the best in baseball?
Yeah, that'd be huge for us. Obviously, jump out of the break, out of the gates hot, that'd be great.
A good game for Brian Dozier, 2 for 4, including home run number 15. Here's Dozier on the victory.
Yeah, it feels good. Obviously, they're a really good team. They swing the bats probably better than anybody in the league, 1 through 9. They can really swing it. So you know it's going to be a long ball game, but at the same time, Irvin did a heck of a job of silencing that. We came up with a couple of big hits. Taylor Rogers really kind of the key to the game of coming in with the bases loaded, then another 1-2-3 inning after that. All around good baseball game.
Back-to-back nights, you hit a leadoff home run. What is the mentality you have to take to the box to do that to start a game?
Well, you know, we've talked before. It's that stuff. Homers, they don't really mean much to me. We're just trying to win baseball game. And you talk about scoring first, and everybody gets caught up in the homers, but we like to score first, however way that is. We try to manufacture runs at the beginning of the game. Obviously, percentages say whoever scores first, more likely to win, so I like that.
You mentioned the great start by Irvin Santana battling through. How much confidence do you guys have every fifth day when you know that guy's taking the mound?
Well, I think with Irvin and you know, all the veterans around the league, even if they find themselves in trouble anytime, they still find their way out of it and go 6 innings at least. And that's a veteran pitcher for you. He put the pitching staff on his back. He's been carrying us all for the first half, and he did an exceptional job tonight, getting out a couple of big jams and inducing a double play ball, and made a couple of plays behind him. Rosario with a great stop to cut off a run there in the outfield. All around a good win.
Paul Molitor and the Twins able to pull it off against the Astros on Saturday as they win 4-2. Here's Molitor on the victory.
Yeah, that was an impressive 6 innings, considering the fact that, you know, it just seemed like he was off a little bit too. I don't know if the combination of the layoff or the 3 days since the All-Star game. But, you know, he found a way. He stranded some runners, made some big pitches to some really good hitters with 2 outs. You know, Altuve get the ground ball the third, and, you know, we got the fly ball second and third situation. But, you know, to hold down the damage to 2 runs and get through 6 innings when I think he, you know, had, I don't know, his pitch count got up there really quickly in the first couple innings. We had to grind offensively. You know, we missed some opportunities too. Rosie put the ball in play. We got a favorable hop off the glove, and that was probably the biggest hit of the night. And then our bullpen, you know, Duffy got a couple quick outs and, you know, got the bases loaded. Rog picked him up and got through the eighth, and Kins did a really nice job with the top of the lineup there to close it out.
How important is a guy like Taylor Rogers, game in and game out, to be that guy to hold the lead for you?
Well, it's been a solid, you know, improvement from him last year. We all saw him gain confidence, and his role, you know, got significantly larger as the season went on. It's carried over to this year. I think the biggest difference for me this year, I think he's a lot more comfortable getting right-handed hitters out. So it gives me the, you know, the freedom to go ahead and put him in there left, right, whoever it might be there in the eighth and or the seventh and eighth innings, and he's getting the job done.
Dozier, another leadoff home run. That just getting the lead early got to make you feel good.
They come in bunches. So we all know that he can get hot. It would be great to see him, kind of ignite our offense a little bit. You know, the leadoff home runs are kind of a icing on the cake, but just to where he gets in a little bit better groove offensively and provides a spark for us.
Hey, you mentioned Rogers. The fact that you brought him in with the bases loaded in a hostile environment, how much does it even forge your confidence in him?
Duff's been good. I'm just, before the inning started, I was either going to think about bringing Rogers in either for Beltran or for Gurriel, depending on how the situation unfolded. Gurriel's swinging the bat well. He's for whatever reason, he's had a little more difficulty with the left-handers, and except for runners in scoring position, which he had an opportunity there. But I was just, you know, hopeful that Rog could make his pitches and we could find our way off the field.
What is it about Rogers' repertoire that makes him so effective against right-handers? You faced all four, got all four.
You know, the numbers still sway that way a little bit for him, but not as drastically as last year. I just think that his command with his two pitches, particularly his fastball and his curveball, and he's added the changeup in the mix a little bit to kind of at least plant another thought in their head. I know he threw a couple there to Gurriel. I think, it reads a little funny because it's a high-velocity changeup compared to the ratio with his fastball, but it gives him a third pitch to keep the hitters keep them guessing a little bit.
What kind of confidence would your team get to winning tomorrow, winning this series?
Well, the first four chapters of the Houston book weren't particularly good reading, and it got a little bit better today. So, we'll come back tomorrow. You know, Gibby's got a chance to step up for us and give us some innings, and hopefully we can, solve the puzzle offensively. It's a tough environment to play in. It's a little bit like pinball out there. The ball's bouncing around, and it flies pretty good. It's tough to contain here. But, we got a chance after a really nice win tonight to come back and try to get two out of three.
Getting Rosario's hit there, I guess you'll take him any way you can get him when you're having that inability to get.
The ball's got to bounce your way once in a while. It's a part of the game that gets overlooked. You know, the breaks that you get. Last night they check swing, bounced over the pitcher's head was a big part of their rally. And tonight Rosie, tried to stay on that slider from Sip. You know, if he doesn't deflect it, it's probably a double play ball. And we only got two out of it, and we missed an opportunity to add on there. But, we scooted by Altuve, and we were able to get a double on a chopper over the mound.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Kyle Gibson will take the hill for the Twins. He'll square off against Mike Fiers.